That's just some of the things we did. After we left, after that we went to the Mediterranean, North Africa. I worked in North Africa for a couple years. I spent 1 year in Tunisia, a little place called Kalibia, just south of the, just north of Libya. Lovely little beat Byzantium castle right on a headland.
Yeah.
Lovely. I mean, you know, so a lot of work, worked in the oil fields off of North Africa, worked in the oil fields off of the eastern coast of Spain, the west coast of Spain, worked in the oil fields off of the west coast of Africa.
Were you doing transporting supplies, transporting oil?
Supporting the drilling operation.
Uh-huh.
We were the support
Anything
vessel.
They needed to do.
Whatever you needed, we were there for them. We would tow them. We would set their mooring systems, which is no mean feat. To set a mooring system in like 800 feet of water, with you know with an anchor that you know that's like 18, 20 feet tall,
mm-hmm.
Wow. 15, 18, 20 feet wide at the flukes, 3,000 tons. I mean, it's a massive anchors.
Yeah.
We put out eight of them, eight anchors in each corner. Anyway, so
for the rig.
Yeah, the mooring system for the rig. Yeah, so we would tow the oil rig to the location. We would set the mooring system, and then once the mooring system was set and they started drilling, then we would go back and forth between shore and bring them all the supplies they needed.
Right.
When they were finished drilling there, then we would pick up their mooring system and tow them to another location. Very dangerous work, oil exploration.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did that for the... I did oil exploration for probably about from 1979 to about 1985. In 85... I watched the price of a barrel of oil go down to less than $12 a barrel. Can you imagine that? $12 for a barrel of oil? Well, anyways, when that happened, a lot of things changed in the world. And after that, we would do anything. We'd do spot charters. We'd do anything to keep the vessels working. We would do anything. You hire us, we'll do it.
How far out is there an average distance from shore that these things were, the rigs were set up, or was it wherever there's oil?
Well, you know what, the it's a factor of water depth. So at the time, the deepest that we were drilling was 1,000 feet in 1,000 feet of water. So we're only talking, you know, it could be 10 miles offshore, 12 miles offshore, 100 mm-hmm. miles offshore, depending where you were in the world.
So it really depended on conditions and water depth.
The water depth. But you couldn't be any more than 1,000 feet. You know, we couldn't put a mooring system. And they didn't have the technology to go any deeper than that in the 1980s. Yeah.
Now they do deep water would be more than 1,000.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're much deeper. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, much more sophisticated.
Uh-huh.
But it was sophisticated back then for a time. We were doing things, and they still are, that had never been done before in the history of man, ever. And no one even knows what's going to happen.
Right.
We'd be testing equipment that's never been used before. We'd be doing it in circumstances that are difficult, under rugged circumstances. Very dangerous work. Very dangerous, hard work.
Yeah.